Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Look, everybody understands that wrestling is a business, and businesses want to make money. However, it is still astonishing to check out some of the insanity top promotions throughout history have booked just so a movie studio, band, fast food restaurant, or soft drink spews some delicious dollars into company coffers with a handshake and a smile. I am Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 most insane things wrestling companies did for the money. Number 10, Scooby-Doo backs up Sin Cara. First, the pro wrestling tag team you never asked for. Live on the 24th of March 2014 episode of Raw, WWE had someone don a Scooby-Doo costume and ride to Sin Cara's rescue. Poor Damian Sandow had to treat the mascot character as if a cartoon dog had come to life. It was silly and it was over the top. But old Scoob did get a pop from the live crowd at least, so that's something. Still, it's wild to look back on approximately 9 years later. WWE has produced several crossovers with Scooby and the gang over the years, but they've mostly been animated movies and things like that. Here, the mutt with the most was hanging around with somebody who'd likely fall over and botch the search for bad guys posing as ghosts or monsters. Scooby and Kara even showed up in the Mystery Machine, which was actually a really nice touch. Of course, the only mystery was why the Sin Cara gimmick got such a long run in WWE after his totally crap start. Number 9, Rick Steiner feuds with Chucky. The 12th of October 1998 episode of WCW's Monday Nitro will forever go down in history as the night tough guy pro wrestler Rick Steiner threatened to beat Chucky the Doll's little horror movie ass. Bonus points go to absolute pro Mean Gene Okerlund for acting like Rick versus Chuck might be Halloween Havoc's next main event. His facial expressions were on point. Anyone who thinks Vince Russo produced the worst WCW content ever needs to fire up the WWE Network or Peacock and relive this awkward moment. Chucky's banter, he was there to promote upcoming movie Bride of Chucky, was pre-taped for the big screens. So Steiner and Gene had to time their responses as Rick probs weighed up a steel cage challenge for the next pay-per-view. It would not have been outlandish for WCW to attempt some sort of match between the pair, let's be honest. In fact, it's a bit of a surprise they didn't have someone in a Chucky outfit take some Steiner lines or suplexes on TV. I would have definitely paid to see that. Number 8, Kiss Demon equals WCW main eventer. Here's something so WCW it hurts. Originally, Eric Bischoff reportedly toyed with the thought of a Millennium Bash that'd include a wrestling show and a Kiss concert. It was ambitious, but plans changed and WCW cut a deal with Gene Simmons and the band to introduce a brand new main eventer themed on his demon persona in late 1999. Journeyman pro Dale Torborg was cast in the role, and he did his best with it. Hilariously though, WCW's promise to make the demon a main event superstar fell flat. The company pulled the wool over Gene's eyes here by promoting matches as special main events, but booking Demon on the undercard anyway. The idea didn't catch on or last long, but the Kiss Demon was actually brought out of storage by Impact earlier this year. Because what's old is new, I guess. Number 7, WWE stars threaten the Muppets. You're still waiting for that mixed tag pitting Jack Swagger and Vicky Guerrero versus Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, aren't you? WWE was obsessed with drafting in celebrity guest hosts to appear on Raw between 2009 and 2010, and the concept continued beyond that. that. But not every single week like it did for around 12 months back then. By all accounts, the Muppets weren't actually the worst guests. But they did provide some strange moments on the 31st of October 2011 flagship. Seamus and Beaker were called family members. Animal played stand-in timekeeper by furiously hammering the ring bell. And then there was that standoff between Kermit and Swagger. That surprisingly topped anything from Jack's dreadful world title run. Cross-promoting with the Muppets and having burly wrestlers shout at small puppets was certainly a choice. Number 6, non-fan Jeremy Piven is not prepared. This was absolutely unacceptable. It perhaps says everything that the Muppets were better prepared for a spot on WWE programming than Jeremy Piven or fellow guest host Ken Jeong. They doubled up to promote their upcoming movie, The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard, on the 3rd of August 2009 edition of Raw. And it was a complete and utter car wreck. Fans were already tired of the guest host idea just a month or so in by the time Piven and Jeong hit the scene. Ken's OTT comedy style looked embarrassing in front of an audience who didn't pay to see him. Then Jeremy went and messed things up by calling upcoming pay-per-view SummerSlam the Summerfest. John Cena had to step in to correct him as fans booed, and it became crystal clear that WWE hadn't prepped Piven for his role at all. Of course, he should have done some homework himself, but it was cringeworthy to realise that the company hadn't exactly been hands-on here. So let's just hope Paramount Pictures paid well, eh? Number 5, Shawn Michaels equals KFC's Colonel. This image here is probably how WWF fans in 1995 thought Shawn Michaels would look during his retirement tour in 2023. It's actually HBK as the Colonel of KFC fame. He was dressed like that so the fast food restaurant padded company bank accounts with a healthy wedge of moolah at SummerSlam 2017. Keep in mind that this daft nonsense happened before Shawn returned to rings for a disastrous bout in Saudi Arabia the following year. So the first real glimpse fans had of Michaels striking his familiar poses in years happened as he cosplayed a chicken restaurant's mascot. This wasn't the first time KFC had paid WWE megabucks to promote their food either. Dolph Ziggler also played the part in 2016. But Michaels is more memorable because, well, Shawn was retired and people were desperate to see him wrestle again at the time. Ric Flair was apparently earmarked for the gig at first, but health problems prevented that, so HBK did some posing and folks awkwardly applauded whilst hating on corporate shilling. Number 4, Mountain Dew sponsors Bray Wyatt's first match back. Money talks, baby, and it shouts down WWE's better instincts. They had to know that promoting Bray Wyatt's first match back at the 2023 Royal Rumble as a Mountain Dew special was a bad idea. The soft drink company were willing to pay up though, and that's why Wyatt versus LA Knight, yeah, became a pitch black match. What did that mean? Well, the lights were dimmed and everything was soaked in neon flare to make it resemble a can of the dew. Yes, yes, Bray's first major match since returning the prior October was turned into a hollow advertisement for some soft drink. Worse, the spectacle flat out sucked and seemed to turn Wyatt into a neon-drenched version of his old fiend offshoot. The whole thing lasted around 5 minutes, bell to bell, was a struggle to watch for those live at the Rumble, and didn't really do much of anything for Bray or Knight. A bizarre decision for what would ultimately be the last ever televised in-ring match fans would see from the late, great Wyatt. Number 3, WCW has RoboCop save Sting. Wrestling traditionalist and he who loves touting college sports, Jim Ross, must have thought he'd gone to industry hell when he shouted, "Here comes RoboCop!" at WCW's Capital Combat 1990 pay-per-view. The Unstoppable Crime Fighting Machine's second movie was set to come out 1 month after the show, so he rocked up to the DC Armory and saved Sting's bacon. The Stinger was locked in a mini steel cage by the Four Horsemen, and he needed rescuing. Out came RoboCop to robo-help his robo-pal, as robo-fans celebrated in the robo-stands, and WCW surely patted themselves on the back for thinking they just earned Orion Pictures a tidy sum. Instead, the angle was roundly criticised by viewers, and people feared the character might return for some actual in-ring stuff that'd kill off Ric Flair's stable for good. That didn't happen, but RoboCop's tie-in did become stuff of legend, and show up in worst of lists about WCW and pro wrestling generally forevermore. JR probably didn't go and see the flick, presumably. Number 2, Vince McMahon's special egg? The team behind Dwayne Johnson's Netflix movie Red Notice repeatedly paid WWE a shedload of cash to cross-promote at Survivor Series 2021. That's why a beaming Vince McMahon arrived at the building clutching a priceless golden egg, one of the treasures from the film, and WWE stars were forced to act amazed. Ridge Holland's awestruck reactions were particularly enjoyable. Later, McMahon claimed the egg wasn't a prop from some movie. It had been gifted to him him by The Rock and was worth $100 million. And after that revelation, it went missing. And the hunt was on. Vince was furious. Various stars scrambled to find the thing for a reward. And wrestling fans wondered why they were supposed to care about any of this. It didn't need to make sense. WWE had already pocketed a substantial sum for agreeing to show off the egg at all. So their hokey hunt was background noise to company tills a-ringing. And it made for some horrendous TV, too. Wonderful stuff. Number 1. Zombies invade WWE and devour The Miz. Here it is, people. The undoubted kingpin of take the money and run cross promotions in wrestling history. And a reminder that WWE will do anything to make cash. Apologies in advance if you'd somehow managed to eject this from your brain since it happened. I know I did. Damian Priest beat The Miz in a zombie lumberjack match when various extras, including former favourite Scotty Too Hottie, dressed up as the undead at WrestleMania Backlash 2021. This was a tie-in with Batista's Army of the Dead movie, and it was downright horrible to witness. At one point, the zombies even devoured Miz as the announcers wondered if he'd make it out of the Thunderdome alive. Then Miz showed up on TV soon after like nothing had happened. The match was genuinely torturous to watch and made you wish you were being eaten to death like the Awesome One. So now you can go and try to forget this horrific thing all over again. Now go and enjoy a can of Mountain Dew, some golden scrambled eggs, and a side of zombie. Bye-bye!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.